Thank you for standing by. Welcome to Eternit conference call about the third quarter of 2018 earnings results. With us today in this conference call, we have Luiz Augusto Barbosa, CEO of Eternit, Rodrigo Luz, Investor Relations Officer, and Victor Mallmann, Chief Financial and Human Resources Officer. At this time, as a reminder, this conference is being recorded. All lines are in listen-only mode. Later, there'll be a Q&A session with the CEO's participation, and further instructions will be provided then. If you need assistance during the call, please press star key followed by zero. This conference call is being broadcast live on IR website eternit.com.br/ir. The slide presentation and the earnings release are also available for download. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Actual performance could differ materially from those anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. They are all subject to change. I would like now to turn the call over to Rodrigo Luz, Eternit's IRO. Mr. Luz, you have the floor.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm very happy to be here this morning to talk about the earnings results and the earnings release for the third quarter 2018. I'd like to start, and for those who are watching us on the web, we are going to go to slide three, where we have the highlights of the third quarter 2018. We can already perceive a positive reflex of improvement compared to the second quarter 2018, and we have improvement in revenues and in volumes, an increase in volume in our businesses, which is a result of a pickup of the economy. Still growing and gradual, but it's a very positive sign. As IBGE, the Brazilian Institute of Statistics, has launched, there has been an increase in the number of employments provided in all different industries in Brazil, which is a very important sign for the pickup of economic flourishing in Brazil, which will definitely have a positive impact on all businesses and the economy as a whole, and consequently, our sectors of activity will also be impacted. We had 20% increase in net operating revenues compared to the second quarter 2018. Another important point to make, and it's an important highlight for the third quarter 2018, is that focusing on cash flow generation, we have operated in line with market demand. As a consequence, we have maintained good performance in all our plants aligned with the market demands. As a consequence, we didn't build up any inventory because of our concerns with cash flow. Over third quarter 2017, there were lower volumes of sales in all the different segments of operations. Please bear in mind that the volume of the third quarter, even though lower if compared to the third quarter 2017, it's better than the volume that we negotiated in the first quarter of 2018 and the second quarter of 2018. It's important to highlight as well our performance of exports of chrysotile asbestos, reducing the consumption of asbestos in the Brazilian market, we have adopted the strategic objective of exporting our entire production. As we had lower sales volumes, there was a decline of 16.5% in net operating revenues over the third quarter 17. Even though we have a negative EBITDA of 15.8 million, it's still better than the second half of last year. And as subsequent events, we had the reverse stock split ratio in the proportion of 6-1. This new ratio will be effective as of October 29, 2018, and the shares are being negotiated in this new basis and ratio. And on November 7th, we had one general meeting of creditors, but as we didn't have one specific number of participants, we couldn't have it fully installed. But now we are going to have a new general meeting of creditors on November 27th to approve the plan of court-supervised reorganization. So these were the main highlights of the third quarter 18. And throughout this presentation, we will go into further details about each of these items. Now, slide 4. Let's talk about all the different areas of operation, starting from fiber cement tiles. Comparing the second quarter 18, there was a 25.4% in terms of volume. Third volume, 137,000 tons in the third quarter 18, compared to the second quarter 18. It means that the economy is starting to pick up again, but it has also resulted from our best efforts to implement different initiatives and have more plant efficiency, greater product availability because of the migration of asbestos to synthetic tiles and producing more fiber cement roof tiles. So we can see a more stable position, leading to more products available to meet the commercial demand. However, if we compare with the third quarter 17, there has been a decrease because of the replacement of asbestos by fiber cement. So less product availability, the product has lost efficiency, its manufacturing pace, because there was a new component in the formulation of the roof tiles. Year to date, 9 months of 18 compared to the same period last year, there was a 30% decline associated with all the elements I've pointed out. This year there was also the truck driver's strike, and now there is a table of preset fleet prices, and that has impacted the industry overall. These are the main highlights of fiber cement tiles. Now, slide 5, if you are following us through the net, we can see sales of concrete tiles. Differently from fiber cement tiles, here this is more focused on premium constructions. So fiber cement is correlated with basic construction projects. They just need low cost, they need good cost benefit just to cover their own roof. Whereas for concrete tiles, we focus more on a premium segment. Most users will buy concrete tiles to build their second home, their coast home, or a house in the countryside. Therefore, in a moment such as this, these populations decided to postpone some construction operations because of political uncertainty and economic uncertainty. This is the main reason that explains the decline in this segment. In addition, B2B had a smaller share, especially for Minha Casa Minha Vida, My Home, My Life. But conversely, we can already see an improvement in volume of sales in the third quarter 18 as opposed to the second quarter 18. We had 11% increase in volume. It is sustained by the restructuring that we had in the Architects Club to encourage B2C sales, plus some more constructions in the federal program, Minha Casa Minha Vida, where we had an increase in volume in our portfolio, which will be realized into effective sales if the market conditions are maintained in upcoming quarters. Year to date, 12 million pieces were sold. And if we consider the units that were closed, it means a 9% decrease year to date over the same period last year. Slide 6, sales of chrysotile mineral. As I've pointed out in the highlights, our strategy has been to sell it all to the foreign or export market. Up to last year, we still sold it for domestic purpose. Now we only sell fiber cement. And now using less asbestos in the roofing tile constructions, we have now focus all our sales of chrysotile mineral to the export market. We can see year-to-date 2% increase, third quarter, as opposed to same period last year, there was a 6% increase, and the third quarter over second quarter, there was a 15% increase. This is the strategy for this specific segment. Moving on, slide 7, consolidated net revenues. The third quarter consolidated net revenue was 142 million. Especially in the domestic market, it was 106 million, and exports of chrysotile, 35.4 million. In addition to the impact on volumes that I have already addressed, there was 20% increase in consolidated net revenues compared to the second quarter 18. Which is sustained. It's sustained by volume, gradual improvement of Brazilian economy, in addition to price adjustments because most raw materials have had a price increase, and also the foreign exchange variation, which has contributed quite positively. Just for you to have an idea, when we compare second quarter 17 to the second quarter 18, there was an average PTEX of about 25%. PATEX, so the foreign exchange difference. As we have experienced very significant increase in the exchange rates, this had a positive impact. Year to date, 390 million consolidated net revenues with an export share which has been stable. These are the main highlights for consolidated net revenues. Slide 8, gross margin and cost breakdown. Cost breakdown for the three segments has maintained unaltered as compared to previous presentations. Cost breakdown has been maintained. What has somewhat changed, and especially significantly, is the reduction in gross operating revenues. But looking the third quarter and the second quarter 18, there was adjusted gross margin of 2.3%. But year to date, there was significant retraction. There are two aspects that explain this number. First, loss of volume of asbestos sold in Brazilian market. Even though we are funneling this volume to the foreign market, the profitability is not enough because of a surplus of production of the main mining companies in the world. The second main reason is migration of asbestos from the fiber cement roof tiles. This migration has brought some challenges to our operation. We had to get restructured, especially in terms of controls, so that we could really overcome the challenges that were posed to us. However, now we can see improvement in our productive indicators, plant efficiency, greater availability of product for sales. So these are the main factors that explain the reduction in our gross margin. The good news is this challenge has been overcome, and our production indicators in all plants that manufacture asbestos-free tiles have been improving continuously. Next slide, slide 9. EBITDA and net loss. I would like to highlight the improvement in EBITDA. Even though it's still negative, but it has had 18% improvement over the previous quarter. In addition to all operating aspects that I have already described that have a share to play in costs and in EBITDA, the company hasn't been focusing on reducing SG&A. Comparing third quarter 18 over third quarter 17, the company had 13.2% reduction of SG&A. And this is a result of all the equations and initiatives we have been implementing in our structure to bring Eternit into this new model of management. In addition, we have obtained very positive results in P&L. The improvement of manufacturing indicators. We still have a negative equity results, but lower compared to the historical results. And this is the result of plant improvement, new clients, especially in the Northeast region where our plant is located, despite the fact that we still have got less sales than expected because of the economic situation. But we still can see a minor improvement. Another important point to highlight in this chart that brings us to net loss. When the company applied for the court supervision reorganization, it has adopted a number of strategies to encourage working capital. And one of the strategies, adopting all the necessary tasks and legal framework that we have in Brazil, it has enabled us to adjust some tax payment, and then later we are going to apply for a special payment in installments of all those taxes that were not paid on the due date. Therefore, it has led to higher financial expenses because we had to pay the tax in installments. And this is why we had a negative net loss higher in the third quarter over the second quarter 18 and the third quarter 17. Exactly because of this strategy to encourage working capital, which was exactly what we asked when we applied for the court supervision reorganization when we had no other credit lines available to us. So we closed with adjusted EBITDA of 15.8 negative and 39.5 of net loss. Now, slide 10, I'm going to tell you a little about indebtedness of the company. On September 30th, our consolidated gross debt was 121 million, or 24% higher over our position in December last year. This was due to the fact that we have raised more capital even after filing for court supervision reorganization. Because the credit lines we had before applying for court supervision reorganization, they were all suspended. Of course, it was a major challenge to the company. But we have developed new credit lines to incentive the operations of the company. So that has all been developed. It's currently being used. And it's a practice in our financial area. Of 121 million debt, 66% will be paid as has been designed and submitted to you in the last teleconference in our plan of court supervision reorganization. Part class 2 and part of it class 3. According to the terms and conditions that were discussed before. And 34% of the total amount are debts which are not covered by the court supervision reorganization. So new debts that have been levered, especially export contracts to encourage working capital of the joint company SAMA, in which we get paid over 120 days, and also some other additional elements to the controlling company Eternit, and other credit lines which were developed and used in the period. Therefore, what is expected to be paid in the court supervision reorganization, and once it's over, amounts to 34% after court supervision reorganization request. Our gross debt in terms of debt in national currency and foreign currency, 70% is in foreign currency, which are advances paid in export contracts. And there we have the guarantee, which is exactly the delivery of the export. Now going into the conclusion of our presentation on slide 11, on September 26th, we had our extraordinary shareholders meeting to develop the reverse stock split ratio. It was required because the company had to meet the requirements of Novo Mercado, where shares may not be negotiated for a continuous period of 30 days at market ratio below 1 real. So because of that requirement and because of the court supervision reorganization, Eternit stocks were negotiated below 1 real for a period longer than 30 days. Therefore, we had to perform a reverse stock split ratio so that, or a reverse stock split, so that we would operate within a ratio that would be accepted by B3. So this is why we did this operation. And the ratio was 6-1. So those that had six Eternit shares now have one. So after the reverse stock split, since October 29, is exactly as you can see, 6-1. We had 179 million shares issued before the reverse stock split. And now we have 30 million shares issued and being negotiated by B3. There is still one more step to be covered. We are waiting for the confirmation of the custodian and the broker so that we would have an auction of the additional shares. The auction will be timely informed to the market according to the minimum required period so that we can complete the reverse stock split operation. And the shares that will be auctioned, the holders will receive their due share and the amount due to the shares they hold. Slide 12, we can see the new executive board structure. On 22nd October, we were joined by one more executive officer to be part of the executive board. It's Mr. Victor Malman. He joined the executive team as administrative financial officer. And considering all the challenges we have to face as part of the court supervision reorganization, we have set apart some offices. The CFO used to be under the investor relations officer. So we have a new structure. I am exclusively investors relation officer, and Victor Malman is the CFO of Eternit. In addition to these two positions, we have the operating officer and the commercial officer all reporting to the CEO. So this is the new executive board structure of the company. If you want any more information about our executives, their CVs, resumes, and previous experience, this is all available in our IR website. Slide 13 now. Let me tell you about our general meeting of creditors. As I've said before, when I made the highlights of the previous quarter, there was one initial call to the general meeting of creditors. There are four different classes of creditors. So the labor creditors, and I'll very briefly tell you about the motto of each plan. So credits up to 250,000 reals will be paid within 12 months. and the remaining part will be transformed into equity with anything higher than 250,000 real. Credits with security interest, we have one creditor only, Banco da Amazônia. There is a plant of Eternit which has been placed as a collateral to this credit. Then class three, unsecured debt. That's exactly where we have the main banks and additional creditors. And after the 18 months of waiting period, they are going to get paid 15% of the principal over the cash flow that is being generated by the company. An additional part of up to 85% will be paid through liquidity events. For those that have already reviewed our plan, you've probably have seen that we have some non-operational real estate properties which are really serving as an event of liquidity. And if the creditor still has any additional balance, it will be transformed into a debenture to be paid within 10 years at the maturity date. So this is the option that we have presented to this class of creditor. The other option for class two of unsecured debt is very similar to that, but with an option of 20% additional payment. So they can decide what's the best strategy that they would like to adopt, whether they want option one or option two. And class four, micro and small company creditors. There are thousands of creditors because we have approximately 10 units all over Brazil, and they are going to get paid within as short period of time as possible. Class four, we didn't have enough members in the general meeting of creditors exactly because they are distributed all over. So as we didn't have enough members, we are going to have a second call on November 27th. So we are going to share with them our plan and hear the comment of creditors and have it all approved. So on November 27th, we expect to have a clear understanding of the company's court supervision reorganization plan. With that, I close the presentation with the main highlights that we have decided to share with you today. And now we will be here to answer your questions. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wanted to be removed from the line, star two. The first question comes from webcast. Mars Pazinato. Rodrigo, when will you have an auction of the balance of the reverse stock split? There was an RR that would be 10 days after the reverse stock split date, but the company informed there would be a new date. Do we already have it scheduled?
Well, thank you very much for your interaction and participation today. We plan to have this auction in upcoming weeks. We've been working, and we have B3 and the bank, and they are working together.
to have the reverse split, stock split to the over 10,000 shareholders that are part of Eternit basis. We already have the number of shares that are going to be auctioned, less than 1% of the shares, the outstanding shares. And if everything runs well, beginning of next week, we'll tell you about the final procedures for the action of the remaining shares. The next question, also by Tars. Do you expect to offset the loss of the companies? I don't even recall what was the last quarter where you had a profit. Well, our policy does not really include providing guide or guidelines, but we have been working focusedly dealing with all the challenges that we have faced because of the changing technology of fiber cement. As I've told you, we can see some improvement in industrial indicators, and this is just a matter of time. At the same time, we wait for the improvement of the Brazilian economy, maintaining the scenario for upcoming months and quarters. Even though we cannot provide any specific guidance, this is the message that we would like to share with you. The next question by webcast, Jonah Luis Socolotti, investor. I am positioned and I believe in the company because of its history, governance, dividend policy, etc. Even though there has been no distribution of dividends for over 2 years, I would like to know about perspectives. When do you expect to have good results again and start sharing dividends in this very unpleasant situation the company has been faced with? Jonas, thank you very much for your question and participation in our conference call. As you've heard, the company has filed a court supervision reorganization exactly to have enough time to make the necessary adjustments and go through this rough time. As the court supervision reorganization plan is a strategic item in our restructuring project, once we have overcome all the challenges, as I've pointed out, and once we have a clearer understanding and the legal issues of asbestos mining, the company will follow the plan and model that has been submitted to the court supervision reorganization. The next question comes by Cristiano Pimenta, who is an investor. What is the perspective in terms of the lawsuits, the class actions, and what is the impact they will have on the court supervision reorganization plan? Good morning. This is Luis Augusto. These are two different things, which are not necessarily related one to the other. The class actions are civil class actions over or filed against the company at very high amounts because they are asking for class action indemnification because there are no specific elements behind it to come up with a value. Our experience indicates that usually when it comes to a completion, those values really go down. So we don't really have the expectation that these amounts would be executed. It's even more than what the company is worth. So it makes no sense. Our expectation is that these amounts would be significantly reduced as it had happened in a previous lawsuit that was demanding 1 billion reals. This is all following the normal course of operation as we have presented in a meeting on the 7th, but we didn't have enough participants, so that was rescheduled. But these credits are not really part of that because there are no final sentence yet. They were analyzed during the process and now they are going to go into the due course of action, and this is not going to impact the natural process of dealing with lawsuits. I think it's very unlikely for them to be resolved any sooner or any earlier than what we normally expect in suits of this nature. The next question is asked by Pat. The company is expecting to have asbestos considered in condition by the Supreme Court. And then will you go and submit the embargoes? It's difficult to expect exactly when these lawsuits and positions will be observed. We expected it to be done any sooner, and the final decision, which would then be submitted and will enable the possibility of appellations and specific appeals, we don't know exactly when it's going to be published, and we cannot estimate that. But we cannot submit any of our appeals before a final decision is filed. So we are working in the due course of business, regardless of the expectations of whether this is going to happen any sooner or later. Our actions are all focused on the export market with asbestos. This is our expectation. The domestic market for asbestos has been thinning little by little because of all the pressure. The only company outside of Tunisia that still uses asbestos is a company in Minas Gerais, because there they have a legislation and allow use up to 2022. He corrects himself. We had already made a commitment to eliminate the use of raw material in our production of fiber cement, and we have been doing that in our plants. Of the 5 plants with fiber cement, in 4 of them will no longer use asbestos. Only in the unit plant of Annapolis we still use it, and we have a plan in place to eliminate entirely the use of asbestos in fiber cement products. We are focusing all our efforts in export. We have gained some more market share. we have had increased somewhat our exports, and we have adjusted cost and structure at SAMA to get adapted to the new size and reality of the market. So lower volumes at tighter prices because of the foreign competition. So we really had to make an adjustment so that the product was still profitable, even though we had sold less and at tighter prices. So SAMA have been operating as if there were nothing being judged at the Supreme Court. And we think that this is really, it's not as if we were going simply replace one technology overnight. It's different from the mining, of course, the operation, the mining operations of SAMA has environmental impacts. We have people who depend exclusively on mining where we operate. So we think, really, that we are going to have reasonable terms of discontinuation, even though we would like to keep on exploiting the mining, keep on mining up to full deployment and depletion of the mines. We saw that happening in other countries. Canada, for example, they came to almost full depletion of the mine before they decided to ban entirely asbestos. So the use little by little was reduced they get up to complete depletion before discontinuing for good. So that's what we expect to happen. The next question, Adilmar Terufo, also through the webcast. Rodrigo, could you please repeat how you are going to pay Class 1 labor creditors, please? Thank you for your participation in our conference call. The plan that has been prepared and designed during the court supervision reorganization plan that is going to be submitted in the creditors general meeting. For labor creditors, credits of up to 250,000 reals will be paid depending on cash generation within a period of 12 months. And for creditors who had credits worth more than 250,000, the difference will be converted into shares. We are going to issue more shares of the company to pay that remaining balance of Class 1 creditors. The plan also includes the cutoff values for shares issuance, but we are going to use the average of the two best indicators to price the shares. And it includes equity, market, and economic value. So the average of the two best indicators will define the price to which the shares will be issued. The next question by Tess. Rodrigo, does the company expect a number of changes to the court supervision reorganization plan, especially what has been proposed to some of the creditors, main creditors such as banks? Are their debentures going to be transformed into shares of the company? The plan that was formally submitted, which is being discussed with our main creditors, may be subject to adjustments, but what we've realized so far doesn't seem to be very significant or remarkable. Regardless, the company, within the legal terms of the entire process of court supervision reorganization, will submit the changes to the plan and will take into account the considerations of creditors so that we can really have it fully approved. Let me remind you that for audio questions, please type star 1. The next question comes from the webcast, Darth. Are you considering a merge or association with another company that operates in roof tiles, consolidating a position in the industry of greater consolidation? Maybe even Precom, as you mentioned, that will no longer sell Abyss's product by 2022. If I'm not mistaken, they have a mine in Minas Gerais, the only two mines in Brazil, if I'm not wrong. Okay, so let me be clear about that. There are two companies named Precom. Precom Minas Gerais, which is a company that belongs to a holding. They don't produce only roof tiles. They also produce mortar, PVC tiles, and Precon in Napolis, which is our unit, purchased from Precon many years ago, that only produce fiber cement roof tiles. So Precon Group, completely independent from Eternit. They have no mining. In Brazil, there is just one active asbestos mining operated by SAMA in Minasus, the second mine of sulfuric in the country area of Bahia, has been non-operative since the 70s, just for you to understand about our operations. Concerning mergers and acquisitions, the company is constantly attentive to opportunities that would be given to us to consolidate our businesses. Of course, that would generate a material fact to be formally reported. All opportunities are considered and analyzed, and we constantly receive financial advisors who bring to us opportunities of mergers and acquisitions, not only in fiber cement, but also in the other line of business lines, or even business where we are not fully represented yet. But because we are distributed all over in the civil construction market, and because of the brand we have in the market, in many situations we are offered lines of businesses which we do not operate yet. This is always brought to the attention of our board of directors, and depending on the deliberations, we can move on with that. Considering our current model of reorganization, of course, this is not one of our main priorities. But it could be a good possibility to gain further scale and manage costs dealing with greater synergy. So everything is constantly in our radar. If there is any question, please type star 1. Thank you. If there are no further questions, I would like to hand it over to Rodrigo Luz for his closing remarks. Thank you. It has brought us to the end of our conference call, and I would like once again to thank all shareholders and stakeholders, all of those interested in investing in Eternit, and involved in the discussion of the earnings of the third quarter. of 18, and it was really great to be here with you and our CEO. To close, our main purpose is to have the approval of the Course of Vision Reorganization Plan. Once it's fully approved, things will be clearer for the market, because then we have an approved, discussed model, fully discussed with all the due creditors. Therefore, all our efforts and focus will be on recovering margin, on continuously reducing costs and enhancing competitiveness of the company. And the redesign of the company in terms of structure will be focused so that we can have the new model of operation, having a more competitive company for the upcoming years. Now we have a clearer definition of the political scenario in Brazil, so we anticipate better months ahead. The economic activity of Brazil overall is expected to grow. We still have a very significant housing deficit in Brazil. We have a product that can be used to reduce this deficit, which is the fiber cement roof tiles, which is the first option for those who are acquiring their first home. It's a durable product, regardless of being manufactured of asbestos or fiber cement, but this is the entry-level product to this population for the first house. And they have access to that if there is generation of jobs and income distribution. Brazil, we still have significant unemployment rate. Over 12 million people are still unemployed. But as we've seen in recent months, economic activity has been generating more employment positions, still slowly, but we can see more jobs being offered. So if you have more jobs and better income generation and distribution, it's going to impact our businesses. And as we are preparing the company to be more competitive and effective in this scenario, we expect, once our Court Supervision Reorganization Plan is approved, we really expect that we'll be able to move on with our plan within the expected deadline. Once again, I thank you all for your participation and hope to meet you once again in our next conference call. Thank you very much and have you all a good day. The conference call of Eternit SCA is now closed. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice afternoon. Thank you.